it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
It's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Wednesday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope it's a good start. Good day for you here in the neighborhood of Woodbine, downtown Woodbine. As a matter of fact, we're not in the suburbs of Woodbine. We're right in the, there's a historical market right across the street to prove it. Patton Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue, Striking Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Hello, fellows.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Had a rough day yesterday.
Yeah.
A little 24-hour crud, but back at it. Feeling fine.
Good, man. Yeah, it's Wednesday. We're rocking and rolling through the week, and we're getting by. And, no complaints here, man. Just living.
Patton, what's up, buddy?
What's up, General? Doing good, guys. I actually took a nap while the rain was just pouring down last night. And I got to watch the MLS All-Stars with a couple Nashville SC guys featured last night.
That's right, yep.
They do anything? Anybody?
Hani Mukhtar actually won the skills challenge, quote-unquote, for the MLS, getting the final crossbar challenge hit, or however you want to say it. It was cool. Tucker Zimmerman, Walker Zimmerman's couple-month-old son, was actually out there kicking the ball around.
Nice.
A very cute moment. But it was just a nice, relaxing night last night.
Well, good, guys. If you guys would indulge me for a second, I need to kind of clean up some things. You know, yesterday we played the clip of Zach Williams at the Vrabel press conference. And listen, he got a little tongue-tied. He kind of lost his train of thought, and Vrabel kind of ribbed him for it. And we had some fun with it here on the show. And, you know, I probably took it a little too far. You know, Zach called in, and, you know, I listened to the afternoon show, the afternoon stretch. And, you know, those guys got into me pretty good. And it made me realize that, you know, I see the error in my ways now. I need to, what are you laughing about? This is serious, Greg. I need to better myself. I need to be a better person. I need to be a better teammate here at WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. So for those that don't know, Patton, why don't you play the clip that we're talking about? This was at Titans training camp practice at the end of practice on Friday. Yes, Greg.
Well, you're such a nice guy. You're going to play it again, right?
Well, I just want everybody to know what it is that we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So this was Zach Williams asking Mike Vrabel a question on Friday after practice. Go ahead, Pat, and roll it.
How'd you feel on the Burks and Burks and defensive cornerback?
Farley.
Thank you. Burks and Farley matchup today.
You guys been here long? First day? I couldn't tell.
So that was on Friday, and if you go back and listen to yesterday's show, I mean, I laid it on pretty thick. I was making fun of Zach. But you know what? We've all been there, right, guys? We've all been in situations like that. I have. I've been doing this, you know, for 30 years, and I've had moments like that at press conferences, at one-on-one interviews, live interviews, where I lose my train of thought. It happens, right? So, you know, Zach called up yesterday, and he quoted, what was it, Teddy Roosevelt that he quoted yesterday?
Yeah, Greg? Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, and just talking about, hey, summarizing, you know, at least I had the guts to, you know, go there, ask a question, and own the fact that I got a little tongue-tied. And he did. And he, you know, like I said, Zach and Bruno reiterated that. Zach said some harsh things about me yesterday. Bruno said some really harsh things about me yesterday that we'll get into in a little bit. So I actually now want to formally apologize to Zach Williams for my behavior yesterday on air in the first segment. It was uncalled for. It was not, you know, it was not a good representation of who I am as a person. You know, I try to be a caring person, a giving person. You know, I'm not getting any younger, and I realize that, you know, Zach's got a lot of talent. You know, he's not even 30 years old yet, I don't believe, and he's hosting an afternoon drive show in his own hometown. You know, he's a talented guy, and I shouldn't have took it that far. So, as it turns out, guys, I didn't realize this, but Zach actually went back to practice yesterday. And similar to the Teddy Roosevelt speech that he gave us yesterday on the air, Greg, he gave a similar speech to Mike Vrabel after practice. And, Patton, I believe we have the audio for that, do we not?
We sure do, yeah.
All right, you want to go ahead and roll that? This was Zach Williams yesterday talking to Mike Vrabel, kind of issuing a statement to him after Titans practice yesterday.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our
so, Zach,
well, the sincerity,
from the bottom
the
of my heart,
is just dripping.
From the bottom of my heart, I want to apologize to you. You have more than redeemed yourself, Zach. I'm sorry. I hope we can move forward from this. And thank you, Greg, for indulging me and letting me open the show with this. Patton, thank you for pulling that audio.
Sure.
I appreciate it. So there you go. Should we play it again?
No.
Should we play it again?
No, not that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear Miss South Carolina again.
No, that was Zach Williams.
That was sincerity is dripping over there. You have a puddle surrounding you right now.
Maybe we'll play it again before we're done here today.
Because, yeah, but you
because
are,
I want the people,
you are right,
because
though.
I want the people to know that your afternoon host has got the guts. He's got the moxie to go and redeem himself. And I think he did a wonderful job yesterday. I applaud him. Zach, you're a better man than I. There you go.
But you're right about the first part. You are a pretty low life. I mean, that part.
I never
right.
said I wasn't.
You guys been here long?
All right. Okay. Point count. How bad did that? I was, as you guys, I had a rough afternoon. I was actually asleep for about 4 hours yesterday mm-hmm. afternoon, just getting caught up on whatever's wrong with me. But anyway, how bad? Well, I mean, I didn't hear it. I haven't heard it. I hadn't gone back and listened to it. They getting on you. Did they have, how hard?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Can we maybe yeah. pull some of that? Maybe
nah.
A little bit later.
I don't
want to
hear. I don't want to hear them on.
Well,
our
here's
show.
here's the biggest thing. You know, Zach said what he said, and I've said it a million times. A lion does not concern himself with the opinions of his sheep, right? But Bruno Reagan chimes in, and he says, and I quote, "John Burton is the funniest looking human being I've ever seen in my life." Bruno, have you seen yourself lately? Like, Bruno looks like a big yellow balloon with, like, a curly haircut.
And Shrek. He looks like Shrek.
And a scraggly beard drawn on it with a black magic marker. And he's saying, "I'm funny looking." Okay. Hello, pot. This is the kettle. So, it is what it is, man. But
so, have you two, I know when we were out at Hendersonville Strike and Spare that you two decided that you were going to go into the squared circle together, right? Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, you know, yeah? it's that's on him if he wants to.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be dumb again. Yeah, anyway.
really?
Yeah, I mean, him getting in there, you've got professional wrestling experience. And
it was his idea, not mine, Greg.
But he's a big clod. So, anyway.
Now, see, here's the thing. You said that, but mm-hmm. I'm going to get blamed for that at 4 o'clock today. Oh, okay.
Because they like me.
Yeah. And you know what? That's the thing. Because Zach even said, he goes, "I don't have any problems with Pogue. Yeah. Pogue's fine. It's just that John Burton about it."
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because I think I know why. Because I think you're snitching to them, the stuff that I say about them. I think you're snitching.
I mean, it's on the air. They can hear it, right? You don't say anything off the air that you don't say on the air.
Somehow Zach kind of knew what we had planned for him yesterday. Called in immediately.
It's called good show prep.
Okay. All right.
I set you up for all of that yesterday, so don't give me any grief. All right. I don't want to hear that noise. Yeah, it was good guesting, yeah. Right?
And if you're just tuning in, if you missed it, we'll play Zach's address to Mike Vrabel a little bit later.
Oh, that. I thought we were going to go.
No, we're not going to do it now.
The Teddy Roosevelt thing. Good Lord. I don't need to hear that again. Congratulations to the the Nolensville Little League, representing Nashville, obviously, representing
the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, beat the team out of Virginia 5-2 to win the Southeast Regional. Fourth Little League World Series, second in a row. August 17th through the 28th, Williamsport. Now, they got up there last year, lost the first game, got in the loser's bracket and everything. But, yeah, cool for that. A lot of local ties on that team. We mentioned Eagle Martin, you know, the head coach and CPA, his son, a lot of them. Of course, they look like Vanderbilt.
I was going to say, they're wearing the black and gold.
Vanderbilt-like.
Inspired uniforms.
Mm-hmm. So,
which is awesome.
But did you see, and I don't know the names of the whatever, but the kid, we were watching it in here this morning. It's a great moment in sports. The young man got hit in the head, went down. Luckily, he was able to go to first base and play on. But the pitcher was so upset. If you haven't seen this, you got to go Google it. It's all over the internet.
I literally just watched it.
And so the guy from first base who had been hit walks over to the mound. I mean, calls timeout, walks over to the mound, and solaces him and gives him a hug. Mm-hmm. And then his other teammates come out there, the umpire, and it's just them two. The other, they embrace. And, you know, and he said, the guy, you could hear it, that you're doing just fine. And so what a moment. Everybody who is in sports, watches sports, calls sports shows, anything to do with life in general needs to see that, because that was a special moment. You just got hit in the head, and you're the one consoling the pitcher who hit you in the head.
Telling him it's all right, I'm fine, don't worry about it, you know, all good, let's just play baseball. You're right, because you have that, and then you have Kevin Durant saying, you got to get rid of the coach and the GM, or I want out. Is that where we're at?
Well, the one that placed them there,
That's what I'm saying. What are we doing here?
Well, that's been going on a long time, though.
I mean,
Magic got his coach, right?
Yeah, you're right. And listen, you know.
And good on the owner
for
the Nets.
I mean, everybody loves MJ. MJ kind of was instrumental in Doug Collins getting ousted and Phil Jackson coming in. Now, it turned out great. They won 6 championships, you know, 2 separate three-peats. But, yeah, this is not new. But it's just, it's such a turnoff now in the NBA, especially a guy like KD, who is a terrific player. He's an all-time great, but man, he is just painting himself to be a butt.
Pretty thin skin, too, for someone who's
pretty easily triggered. I mean, he goes at, you know, anonymous fans on Twitter and stuff like that. I don't know.
And good on the Nets owner coming out and saying that, no, we like our GM and head coach just like how it is right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of owners would fold, quite frankly, around the NBA.
Right. Your star player is saying, you know, because it's a player's league, and I understand it turns a lot of people off, and it's annoying. But, you know, the off-season drama, Greg, of the NBA is, you know, more interesting than the regular season. Yeah. Because the regular season, we all know who's going to make the playoffs. We all know who's probably going to be in the finals. And we probably all know who's going to win year to year, right? It's just this drama during the offseason.
Well, it gives the talking head something to talk about on ESPN and just playing the hits.
I think Silver doesn't mind it because his league's getting talked about as NFL training camps are open. You know, preseason football is this weekend. You know, the football is about to dominate the landscape. And I think Silver likes the fact that, hey, people are still talking about my league, right?
Speaking of preseason football, Titans, Ravens tomorrow night. We talked about this with Jim Wyatt yesterday about depth at safety. You know, where is it? There's no Dane Cruikshank on this roster anymore. Who could that guy be? Theo Jackson, possibly, for depth there. But they went out and signed him a couple safeties yesterday, the Titans did. Adrian Colbert, he's played 39 games, 22 starts, 5 years in the league. 49ers a couple years, Dolphins, your Giants. Browns, he was a 7th-round pick of the 49ers in 2017. Played 4 years at Texas, 1 at Miami. Yeah, you can do that these days. And Elijah Benton, also a 2020 UFA, signed by the Browns. He was on practice squads with Patriots, Seahawks, Jets, out of Liberty University. But I think emphasizing the point is, there's some depth issues behind Hooker and behind Byard. Who are your safeties? And there's no experience there. Again, Theo Jackson looked to be the guy, maybe the next one up. But I think it's significant they went out and signed 2, hoping that one hits, it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point, because I didn't realize that there really isn't a lot of depth there. And I think they like Theo Jackson. Yep. They obviously like him. They
or A.J. Moore. I mean, look at the right. There's your, you know, you got Byard and Hooker. After that,
right.
Michael Griffin, the second. They released him yesterday. Theo Jackson may be it. A.J. Moore may be the guy, and he's a UFA. So not a lot of experience and depth there. So they went out and we'll see if any of these shake out. But
yeah, I think you nailed it. They signed two, hoping that one will stick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, you know what I mean? That's something to, you know, maybe not be concerned about, but something to keep your eye on. If something happens to Byard and or Hooker, you know, there's not a lot of depth back there. And I think, you know, as good as this front seven will be this year, and they will be good, you know, the secondaries, you know, they got to do their part as well. And if guys aren't healthy and you got inexperienced guys back there, that's going to be an issue.
Braves last night win in 11, 9-7. The Mets beat the Reds 6-2, so that lead remains at 7 for the Mets. Braves tonight will have Kyle Wright on the mound against Boston again. The Braves beat the Red Sox. I think I mentioned that. But anyway, 5:55, 6:05 tonight right here. Kyle Wright against Nick Pivetta as well. Did your Yankees come back and win a game that they win last night? I don't even know.
They lost 1-0 in extras. Cole pitched his ass off, and without Rizzo, and, you know, without now Matt Carpenter, who broke his foot, that, you know, you can just pitch around the line. You can just pitch around Judge, you know, now, because he's got no protection in the lineup. Yeah, two out of their last three games they've been shut out. And it's, I'm telling you, I'm out. I'm off.
Well, you sure know a lot about them to be off the wagon. It's, anyway.
And your point is?
You're paying attention.
So I looked at the score. I didn't watch a single inning of that game.
You provide analysis, too.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. I'm out.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
New York Mets are winning the World Series. And I know this is the home of the Braves. And, you know, love to see the Braves make another run and at least get back to the World Series. But this is the Mets' year. And you know what? Every Mets fan I know has every right to stick it to me as a Yankee fan, because we've, you know, little brothered them for years, and now
you've given up.
Yep, I have. I'm not giving up, but I'm you know. Yeah,
if you're off the wagon, if you're a rat jumping off the ship, they're Fugazi. I think that's funny. No, then you've given up.
You could get off a wagon and get back on.
I hope that day happens.
For now,
happens.
And for the foreseeable future, I'm off the wagon.
I hope I'm not on vacation when he comes back on the wagon.
I got to say, whenever the Titans were 2-4 and they went to Ryan Tannehill, I was off that wagon. And then
you weren't alone.
Come after Baltimore, I was right back on.
I was, you know, I mean, I was at that game where, you know, Mariota got benched and Tannehill came in and couldn't do anything either. I'm like, this team is blanked.
Fugazi.
It's over.
Right. Oh, Lord. All right, here's what we're doing this morning. Coming up at 10:25, the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters, is going to join us, talk a little MTSU football. But coming up next, prognosticating from Vegas, it's Brad Powers.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer with anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. What's great about the Vivos methods is that it's provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GuardLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com. Again, that's ByteDDS.com.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs, and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties, and has beer on tap at its Growler filling station. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Luverne, City Slickers.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, low around 72. Partly sunny tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Club John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Pat and Cook, we're all hanging out here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. To Vegas we go. Brad Powers. Brad, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
What's going on in Vegas?
I was betting this morning at 5 a.m., believe it or not.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, it was a busy morning, to say the least.
What were you betting?
Well, I mean, if you haven't heard by now, Sam Hartman, quarterback Wake Forest, has a medical condition. He's out indefinitely. If you don't know the quarterback, I'm here to tell you that he's probably one of the top 10 most valuable players to a point spread in college football. So that's why I, you know, woke up and physically got out and tried to bet at every sports book that was open here.
Do they see you coming?
You know, I have different hats and stuff. I mean, I have a unique look about me. Probably would be wise to lose weight, not only for health reasons, but maybe, you know, maybe they'd recognize me less. But I don't know. Some books do. I mean, at least I like to think that they do. But, you know, there ain't a lot of people in the casino here at 5:30 in the morning.
I mean, you're talking about the diehards at 5 a.m. in there grinding, trying to get it done, man.
So is the sports book open 24 hours?
Yeah, only a few are. You know, South Point here is open 24-7. Certain, you know, you can't walk up to the window and bet like $5,000 on stuff. So sometimes you're regulated to what we call a kiosk. Where, you know, I mean, hopefully people know what that is. But if you don't, it's just, you know, a machine that you're betting on. Those aren't always open 24/7, and you're looking at really small limits if you don't want to use a player's card. And in a situation like this, when you're betting on strictly news, probably would be wise not to use a player's card because, they're going to flag you big time. So, some places are open. It's kind of few and far between. I kind of know, And, you know, being here, you know, this will be my seventh football season already in Vegas. I kind of know which ones to hit and which ones not to.
Yeah, I'm looking right now in your college football preview, the point spread value of all 131 starting quarterbacks. And, yeah, you have him, Sam Hartman, seventh. Obviously, Bryce Young and on down through the list, the usual suspects there. Wow. You know, the thing is, they play Vanderbilt. Do they play Vanderbilt here or over there? I mean, that's a... So anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately, that game, like, there wasn't a lot of games. And I mean, the obvious one you want to bet in that scenario is week one, you want to fade Wake Forest. Problem is they play an FCS opponent, and that line just isn't up yet on that particular game. You know, what do you attack? Like, I'm sure people out there, what are you betting then? I mean, I'm betting under their season win total. I'm trying to find game of the year lines. Game of the year lines are the bigger games of the year. I can tell you I bet on North Carolina against Wake Forest. I know it's later in the season. I bet on Louisville against Wake Forest. That's later in the season. It's at Vanderbilt. I mean, my expectation was Wake Forest was going to be about a 19-point favorite. Now, I mean, probably, you know, if Sam Hartman's out, I mean, now you're bringing that down to less than a 2-touchdown favorite. I mean, that's extremely valuable. You don't get this type of news too often.
Brad Powers is our guest at Brad Powers 7 on the Twitter. I know you're a college football guy, Brad, but I just came across this article on ESPN how in the NFL, player prop bets is going to be taking over the point spread bets. Are you in line with that? Do you see that being a trend going forward?
I mean, yeah, they're certainly more popular. It's a natural progression from fantasy to prop betting. It's easier to beat, but I'm going to strongly disagree with that statement. Why? They're not. You can only get maybe a nickel down, $500 down. NFL, you can bet, you know, on an NFL Sunday, you can get thousands upon thousands, you know, five-figure, six-figure bets on sides and totals. If you're a dummy, you can get, you know, a heck of a lot. So you can't get, I don't care if you're dumb or smart or whatever, there's just, you know, they're not allowing a lot of people to bet significant money on those props. So are they going to grow in popularity? Absolutely. Are they going to ever overtake a side or a total? I don't see it.
Well, let me ask you this. Keep you from out of the 6 a.m. kiosk. Will Vegas ever get a FanDuel or will ever get that kind of thing? Because I heard you talking with Bill the other day that, you know, one of these days you may be moving back to Ohio. I think Ohio in, what, the start of the 2023 year is going to have like 25 different options, which is crazy to me. But that you always espouse shopping around. That's quite a bit more shopping you can do where you are, right?
It is. I mean, the only thing probably keeping me in Vegas right now, there's, you know, three books that are pretty unique to the Vegas market, Circa, Westgate, and South Point. And specifically for me, that they're pretty, you know, they're pretty focused on college football. So, you know, that makes it a tough decision. If I was just a regular guy, bets every sport, wasn't specific to college football, was looking for as many outs as possible, I would not be living in Vegas. I mean, that's just, I know people are surprised by that, but there's, you know, there's more books and more outs available in different states than here.
25, though, that seems like a lot. I don't know how many we have in our state. I know we're a partner with FanDuel. I would say 8, 10 maybe at the most. Mm-hmm. Wow, 25.
Yeah, 25 is, you know, about 10 more than Vegas. So, I mean, that's, you want to shop, you want to take advantage of the bonuses. Keep in mind, we don't have bonuses here. So I'm looking my chops a little bit to see how that goes. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, old Brad, in a future year. I'm not saying next year, but down the line, he'll probably Patton Cook will be calling an Ohio number.
hey, and Brad, that makes us closer.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I can see you so much more than I already do. Can't wait.
Hey, Brad, I'm also coming across this. I guess they're going to put some kiosks in some Kroger grocery stores where you can get your sports betting done. Hey, why not? You play the lottery in the grocery store. You get the Mega Millions and all that stuff. You know, you can get some wagers done while you're buying your milk and your eggs and your bread.
Absolutely. I'm all for that. The more, well, I mean, especially if that kiosk is going to be up and running, because, I mean, you know, more the more the merrier. And the closer I don't have to be up and down the road, the closer I can get to those. And, you know, kiosk, you know, people are going to probably, natural progression would be, why aren't you betting on the app? You don't even have to leave your place, your house. Well, I mean, some of your apps are flagged. Sometimes you want to keep it on the down low. A lot of times apps aren't open 24 hours in a day. And, you know, in Vegas, a lot of the key apps don't open here until 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Pacific. I mean, you're missing a lot. That's another reason why I want to move back to the East Coast. I mean, that's 11 a.m. on the East Coast, and I'm still waiting for apps to open here. But another reason why the kiosk, I mean, you can physically go there. You can, you know, go under the radar, not use a player's card. Now, you're going to have to fire it sometime. Like, I mean, I'll give you an example. Like today at the one book, they required a player's card any bet over $200. So you got to fire in a bunch of $200 type of bets. And at the one book that I was at, they allowed me $300 on Wake Forest's season win total after I made one $300 bet on their win total under 8.5. They took it off the board. So when people say they're getting, you know, no problem, 20,000, 50,000, whatever, I hear, you know, guys chime into Bill King and other shows. I mean, I'd love to come talk to me because I'd like to be able to get down that. Because if you show any semblance of a clue, you're not able to get that kind of money down.
Brad Power Sports, the Bill King link at the top right of the page, BradPowerSports.com. All right, we got football tomorrow night, Titans, Ravens. Ravens open 2.5. I saw it jump up to 4. I think it's settled in at 3.5. Any thoughts about tomorrow night?
Ravens, they've got that long preseason game winning streak on the line, right, Brett?
Yeah, 20 consecutive games John Harbaugh's won. 20 consecutive preseason games. So, I mean, the initial money was on Baltimore because of that streak. Baltimore, I mean, Harbaugh says no Lamar, Andrews, a lot of the vets aren't going to play. Tennessee looks like they're sitting a lot of people out. Can tell you that's why you saw a little bit of buyback on Tennessee when Baltimore made the announcement. Another sharp group was on the under in the game. It went from 33.5 to 31.5. I will, you know, if you got to get involved, I'll play on the streak, but instead of laying 3.5, I'll just take Baltimore on the money line. That's a pizza bet. Probably worth it. I'll make a pizza bet on that one. Money line for Baltimore, you're looking at like, I mean, if you shop, you can find as low as minus 175. I think that's where my money's going to be tomorrow night in that matchup.
31.5 for a total, is that, that doesn't happen much in the regular season, if at all, right?
No, it does not. Yeah. Not anymore. I know you grew up in the, you know, the 60s and 70s and 80s and stuff. It did happen back then, but not now. You know, instead of, you know, joking about it, about your age, if you're not following, Greg.
I got it. I'm letting you go, okay. Brad. Just
you're
have fun.
He's lying. I don't know. If
you, he was no-selling it.
Just have fun, Brad. Just have fun.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind, future notes, not to bring that up. My goodness, we had about dead air there. I thought, you know, Pat was going to have to put a
well, I first. Mean, you kept going decade. I didn't want to, you know, it's the 2020s, and I'm still growing up, okay?
Yeah, so all right. Yeah. But here's the key actionable point to this. Because so many people, and I get so tired of this, they say, oh, you can't win at the preseason. Why would you bet that? Well, the other game tomorrow, the Giants and the Patriots, that spread has moved 5 points. So it went from the Giants being a 2-point underdog to now they're a 3-point favorite. 5-point moves don't happen in the regular season. But I'm here to tell you it's even bigger than that because the total is so low. I mean, you're dealing with a total of 33.5, so every half-point increment means so much more when you're dealing with a total that's on average about 12 to 14 points lower than a regular season game. So, I mean, compared to the rest, I mean, that's like a touchdown-plus line move if it's a normal regular season line. You see that like a couple times a year, and you'll see it in multiple games in the preseason. So, that right there is telling you somebody's seeing a lot of value in the NFL preseason, and it's the professionals. And here to tell you, I mean, if they could bet 20 preseason, if there was 20 weeks of the NFL season and they were all preseason type, you know, format, I think that just about anybody that does this professionally would sign up for that.
Well, what do you do with the other that game then? Since it's gone from Patriots -2 to +3.
Well, you're late to the party, betting the Giants. So I know you like to be bad, Greg. So let's, you know,
what?
Here's a bad, really bad advice, but I'll probably put a small pizza bet on it. You're late to the party on the Giants, and obviously Baltimore got a little bit of money. So I would do, if they allow you, I'm not going to tease through zero. That's bad in no matter any situation. I'll do a two-team money line parlay on the Giants and Baltimore if the sportsbook lets you do it.
What's
bad.
The money line?
Yeah, listening out there that has a clue probably thinks I'm an idiot, probably unfortunately turned off the radio dial, so the Arbitron ratings are going to go down for this segment. But I'm telling you, it's okay to be bad sometimes. That's what I would do. Pizza money only.
Okay, let me ask, what's the money line on the Giants? What, minus what?
Money line on the Giants. So, I mean, you're going to obviously shop and try to get, number one, find a book that allows you to do it. You're looking at a money line. Again, South Point has minus 130. That's in Vegas. Other books, I mean, I think a fair one would be like minus 160. So you're dealing with, you know, on average, consensus line would be Baltimore 190, Giants minus 160 on the money line. But again, shopping. First off, shop and see what book allows you to do it.
Well, we just had a local team make the Little League World Series. You got any early action on that? Who the favorite might be? I'm just kidding.
You can bet it.
Can you really?
I would, but I know a few guys that do. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. Brad, tell that people how to get in touch with you and your wonderful wit and humor.
I think he's really funny. I think he's had a great segment
tonight,
today.
You know. Get the newsletter. It's $89 if you go to bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab. That's $89 for the entire season, college football and the NFL. And also, Saturday night, I got a couple shows at the South Point Lounge that I'm doing. A comedic event there.
Opening. Yeah. All right.
Remember to tip the veal and try your waitress.
All right.
I hear you.
Well, everybody's a damn comedian this morning. All right. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it, as always.
You're just grumpy. See you, Brad.
See you later. No, I didn't. Well, he kept rolling off the decades. I didn't know which decade he was going to stop at. So, all right.
I like you, Greg. Yeah. I wasn't born in the 50s, 60s, 70s,
80s, 90s. You grow up. Can we get a 2010 here? All right. Let's take a break. I'm going to call us on the Cure Hotline. Here's how. 615-844-5600.
Nashville's first curling venue is here at T-Line Nashville. Come check out T-Line Nashville and experience the world's fastest growing winter sport today. Curling is a fun and simple sport that's a perfect outing for friends, corporate events, families, or parties. T-Line also has classic bowling and modern bowling mini games. With over 20 HD TVs, you can come watch your favorite teams and some of the best food and drinks here in Nashville in the large bar and grill area. They also have an outdoor area with a fire pit, and you can't forget the live music. T-Line Nashville is a one-stop shop for a great night out. Located at 106 Duluth Avenue and online at tlinenash.com. You can book your party now or give them a call at 615-439-1024. That's 615-439-1024. And make sure you give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook at T-Line Nash for all the news, events, and updates. T-Line Nashville, Nashville's first curling venue, is here.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi, so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Whether it's getting your day started with a clear mind, taking the edge off after a busy day, or hitting the reset button at night, Cure helps us be our most productive selves. Completely organic and free of THC, pesticides, and heavy metals, Cure focuses on specific need states with great-tasting CBD products designed to help you focus, chill, and sleep. And that is exactly what the Cure brand products are named. Focus, chill, and sleep. Now available at select MAPCO locations, visit thecurebrand.com to learn more and follow them on social media.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
I got to tell you something. It's kind of a self-embarrassing story. I'm just hanging out with my mom, and she's watching My 600-Pound Life.
Great show.
The woman was 670 pounds, and her boyfriend, I'm like, no way, looks like me.
The Afternoon Stretch. Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Sports Radio, WNSR. By the way, yesterday, Roger Dell, in an interview, says, 1 year, it may be more, if you look at that. He came out, the words he used for Deshaun Watson's behavior, egregious and predatory.
I listened to that clip from Roger Goodell. Yeah, the NFL is, they want to put the hammer down on Deshaun Watson, you know. And obviously, Sue L. Robinson ruled the six games, and they weren't happy with that. And so, yeah, he ain't playing this year and, you know, maybe beyond that. I think what it comes down to, a couple of things, Greg. Number one, he's shown no remorse for this, and the NFL is not happy about that. I think they said, listen, you know, we'll give you 12 games. We'll fine you. You got to go to counseling. I think he's rejected that because, I know I said it before, but in his mind, he doesn't feel like he's done anything wrong. And until he cops to that, the NFL is going to be like, you're not playing. You got to realize that what you did was, like you said, like they said, you know, inappropriate and predatory. And I agree with that.
Yeah, egregious. Thing is, he's probably going to get more than a year now. They're going, you're right. And it's not Henry Rothenberg they're going to put down on him, but it will be the hammer. So, see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you're
saying. All right. What do you have over there, Patton?
And now it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
Well, that music can only mean one thing. Hip replacement surgery is not going to keep this man down because it is time to go around the National Football League. Morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I want to say congratulations to the Little League team from Gnomesville for getting to the Little League World Series. Congratulations to them, especially that comeback where they scored the runs in the top of the sixth inning to win. I was just so happy for them that happened and wish them luck in the Little League World Series.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yep, representing not only Nashville but the state of Tennessee.
I will eventually get to pro football, but I'm probably not today. But I want to talk a little Major League Baseball. But first, real quick on my hip surgery, guys. I'm doing a lot better. I'm feeling a lot of pain. I do something Thursday. I didn't have to do it the last time when I went to the surgery on my left hip. They had me take like about seven different pills. I mean, the first two were huge pills.
Careful with
and that. I choked on the second one, which they were going to give me a third one. I said, no, I can't do it, and then they agreed for me not to have to do it. I was still okay. Had to take acid reflux, things for like blood pressure and just aspirin and just a whole bunch of other stuff, but still a lot of pain. They're going to ramp up my treatments next week, so still going to be a while, but hopefully I'll be back to normal in about another 3 or 4 weeks, so we'll see, or at least close to normal. It took about 2 months last year to get to 90%, so we'll see.
Well, good luck with all that. Let us know if you need anything, okay?
All right, I appreciate it, guys. The baseball things, I want to talk about a couple of things. Just over the last few weeks, how just so much has changed. And the National League, to me, it looks like right now it's between the Mets and the Dodgers. And whoever wins that, I think not only is going to be represent the National League, I think they're going to probably be the favorites in the World Series. Because the Yankees, of course, are struggling. And I don't know if I'm totally sold on the Astros. I don't want to count them out. But I know, John, you got to be disappointed that, in fact, even though the Yankees were supposed to make good moves, that they didn't go out there and risk Fisher Castillo. He had just been dominant for Seattle.
Well, I understand they made an offer, and the offer wasn't good enough, or they just
and Seattle went all in for it. They gave up quite a haul, but it looks like it's paying off for him. He's pitched great the both times he's faced them. And I know one of the things that you've talked about, Gerrit Cole, and I know he struggled at times giving up runs, but here's the thing, too, also don't realize. I think some of it, even though he's had some bad outs, there's times he's pitched great, and the Yankees either have not scored or not scored.
Last night was an example. He pitched fantastic last night. They couldn't.
No decision.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, now that Carpenter's out, Stanton has been out, Rizzo's missed some games. That lineup with, you know, other than Judge, is just an average lineup. You could pitch around Judge now.
Yeah. Because I think, in fact, there have been situations where I think Gerrit Cole has pitched like four or five times and it's been a no decision, either because they haven't scored any runs for, or like I remember when they played the Reds, hit the 3-0 lead, and they wound up losing the game in extra inning. So I don't think that's all on him. And it also had to make you sick when last Saturday against the Cardinals, Jordan Montgomery, who was a former Yankee, came in and threw five shutout winnings and got it. He won.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, appreciate that, buddy.
I'm sorry about that.
Anything else?
No,
I got a big knife in my back. I think it belongs to you, Eric.
Well, guys, I can't really complain because my ribs stink. You know, I mean, we'll see what happens. There's still time for it to get together, but of course. I guess I'll wind up pouring salt on the wound with, I guess it's a player who was it that got hurt by falling off the ball on his foot and is out for quite a while.
Yeah, Carpenter. I just mentioned that. Yeah, he's got a broken
foot. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's, you know, I actually do hate that for you, John, because, you know, but it's we'll see what happens. Cause like I said, growing up, I'm not as much now, but during the 70s, I did like the Yankees because I loved Reggie Jackson and some of those other players. I'm not so much now. My primary team is the Reds. That's who I pull for. But like I said, they just really, really stink right now. So we'll see what happens. But just quick thoughts about the Titans tomorrow night. I know pretty much none of the starters are going to play or anything like that. I think they said Tannehill may start, but if he does, I think he'll only play like a series or two. And, of course, Henry's not playing for preseason. Do you expect any work like from other players like Woods and Treylon Burks?
Burks for sure.
Burks better play.
Yeah, Burks, he Burks needs for play. Sure. Yeah. Woods maybe. Yeah.
I think Woods will get a couple series.
I don't know about Tannehill at all.
Yeah.
There was reports.
The vibe I got was that it would probably be Woodside to start, and then Willis would get a long look. I don't think we're going to see Tannehill. If we do, it'll be one series and he's out.
Yeah, and do you think guys like, for instance, like Austin Hooper may play or?
I don't know. What do you think, Greg?
Yeah, I mean,
he probably should.
He's
learning a new offense,
but he's not going to be out there with the ones, certainly the quarterback. So
I get it. You know, I mean, I'm not expecting, but you know, play a lot of stuff like that. But of course, it definitely reminds me when I was growing up and stuff, and the way preseason circuit back then is different the way it was now, because it used to be that in the first preseason game you'd see guys play a series or quarter, and they would increase it to the last preseason game where they pretty much played the whole thing. That's certainly not the way it is now. So, but anyway, guys, I'll get off and I'll let you get some other cards. We'll take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you, Eric. And now, Top Choice Concrete, reminding listeners that over 10 million veterans are unemployed, looking for work. Visit showyourstripes.org to learn more. This message brought to you by Top Choice Concrete for residential driveways, patios, retaining walls. Give the pros a call today for a free estimate at 931-302-2509, 931-302-2509. That's Top Choice Concrete, asking employers to please consider hiring a veteran. They're professionals. Who care? More of your phone calls coming up.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, Language for Life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service, plus takeout and curbside. That's right, you can dine in or out at their locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and the newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and features beer, liquor, and wine specials. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. Follow them on social media and check out SamSportsGrill.com.
DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your five senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's peanut butter cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now smell it with your nose. Oh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
Five-State Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan Forecast. Today is going to be variably cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, high 90. Mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm tonight, low 74. Saturday clouds, a few showers and thunderstorms, high 92. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We always get a tweet a lot of mornings from Josh and Joyce up in Kentucky, and they just sent us a tweet saying, good morning from Kentucky. So thank you for listening in Kentucky, and good morning to you as well. How about that?
Up
there. You know, by the way, Patton, 2 weeks from Saturday, we will have the game right here. Austin Peay is at Western Kentucky. Yes. That is week zero because Western Kentucky goes to Hawaii. They get to play an extra game. That pregame's at 10 on our station, 11 o'clock kickoff. Are you going?
I have thought about going. I've actually, me and my girlfriend who was, went to Alabama, Austin Peay plays them. I've got tickets, for that game this year. So I'll be going to that one. Just to support the alma mater. And I've never seen Alabama.
There you go.
I've never been out there before.
So, Alabama's coming to Austin Peay?
Yeah. Nick Saban's making the trip down the interstate and he's going to play at a Fort Terra Stadium. But I really want to go to the WKU game. I think that'd be awesome.
I would. I got my prep football talk show, and I don't get off to 9. The game's at 11.
Yeah.
If you go, though, I'll hook you up with some people to stop by and tailgate with.
I appreciate that.
You know, because if it was I was hoping it would be like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. That way I could get up there, do a little tailgating with my buddies, then be back home in a decent hour.
Yeah.
But no, college football starts 2 weeks from Saturday with week zero games. So that's one of them right here on our radio station.
All year summer's long. Over, folks. Football's back. Oh, man, so, you give up one to get the other, right?
Yeah,
summer's blown by.
We're doing a bunch of photo shoots tomorrow over at TSU for the broadcast crew for football.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I think I've told you off the record who it's going to be. I can't say publicly quite yet. I got to let them. But what a lineup.
At some point, we will have a major announcement.
Not me, but...
Big test for Austin Peay this year. Of course, Draylen Ellis is over at TSU now. I don't know who the quarterback's going to be this year for the Govs. So. Actually, MTSU, they got one of their transfer quarterbacks. I can't remember the last name, but one of the guys that came in for one of the many that came in.
Yeah, Draylen Ellis, Austin Peay, transferred to TSU. He's number one on the depth chart. I don't know if he will be there by opening game because they've got the transfer portals. You know, who knows comes out of that more.
We'll have to get Scotty on.
Yeah.
He's always a good guest. Scotty Walden.
Well, before they play, the Hilltoppers that week. Yeah, come on. I thought you might go up. I'm
I'll take lots of pictures, Greg.
I know what it looks like. Yeah. All right, and coming up next hour, Voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters, your phone calls as well. Hang out.
I'm Jim Ryan. A government report out today shows that prices rose 8.5% in July compared with a year earlier.
The biggest thing is that the Fed is trying to target this inflation by hiking interest rates. You've already felt it in credit cards getting more expensive, new mortgages, new home loans also getting more expensive. And then there's that question of the economy. Where does it go from here? People talking about recession. If you are in the hunt for a job, now is the time to seek it out.
That's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. Stocks have been higher since that announcement. Results from Tuesday's four state primaries. In Minnesota, progressive House Democrat Ilhan Omar won over a more moderate challenger, while Vermont is poised to send its first woman to Congress ever. Former President Donald Trump is supposed to answer questions today in a deposition as part of New York State Attorney General's investigation into whether the Trump Organization inflated or deflated the value of certain property holdings. This is ABC News.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe, done.
It's been a while since I gave myself a real chance to meet someone new.
Susan and John are two kindred spirits who rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for singles over 50.
John is a massive foodie like me. It's been amazing to experience some of my favorite things again with someone who makes my heart beat faster. I'm so glad I got back out there.
Sign up today at silversingles.com/love. That's silversingles.com/love.
Hey, Braves fan, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kickin' cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. Want to give us a call, please do. 25 after the hour, we're going to have Chip Walters, voice of the Blue Raiders. You know, you mentioned, I don't, was that on the air? You asked when week zero started. Was that off the air? I don't know.
That was off.
Okay,
off
well, you asked, when did week zero start for college? Of course, it's been around for high schools for a long time. A lot of it, they play the classics, and there's an FCS classic down in Atlanta usually kicks off. Also, with teams that play Hawaii, they get to play that extra game. Well, Vanderbilt and Hawaii play in week zero, right? That's 2 weeks from Saturday.
You better start swimming now or you're not going to make it.
Yeah, but listen, I just looked up, thanks to Brad Powers and his college football preview, that's Saturday, 2 weeks from Saturday, week zero, Vandy, Hawaii, Northwestern at Nebraska. That's a Big Ten game, right? Yeah. That's a Big Ten game in week zero. Charlotte, FAU, that's a conference game. Nevada, New Mexico State, UConn, Utah State, North Texas, UTEP, that's a conference game. Wyoming, Illinois, and then Vandy, Hawaii. So week zero, and then the following Thursday night, obviously Tennessee and Ball State played open that Thursday night. There's a bunch of Thursday.
Well, yeah, that game got moved to Thursday, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Or was it wasn't originally scheduled for Thursday.
Yeah, but just for TV purposes, I guess. But anyway, West Virginia, Pitt play that Thursday night. So that's 3 weeks from tomorrow night. So, yeah. But, week zero's been around a while. A lot of it is just the breaks you get to play if you play Hawaii. Because, the travel and everything. And that's an incentive. You get to play another game, mostly home games, right? So, Vandy at Hawaii. By the way, and he's not listening because he's teaching, but Schmitty yesterday, I understand him giving Clay grief. That's allowed, okay? It's encouraged. But Clay was going through the non-conference schedule and says, well, there's no way they're going to beat Wake Forest, and Schmitty took him to task. Well, the day before, the USA Today coaches poll came out. Wake Forest was 19th in the country, okay? Last time Vandy sniffed 19th in the country?
James Franklin?
Never.
James Franklin, maybe? Maybe there?
I think under Franklin, they got others receiving votes a couple times.
Part of me thinks they were in one at 25. I don't know. When's the last time Vanderbilt football was in the top 25? And they won 11 games. And what got me thinking about that is that Brad, of course, if you've heard Sam Hartman, the Wake Forest quarterback, the news is out that he's got some kind of illness out indefinitely. Yeah. So he was out at 6 o'clock in the morning trying to bet
five,
all
of,
yeah, in Vegas.
5 o'clock Vegas time.
All over the place trying to bet the games and team of the win total, obviously. And but he said that Wake Forest – with Hartman would be a 19-point favorite over Vanderbilt. So, Clay, Schmitty gives you a hard time. Mostly it's on point. But he was off on that one.
Yeah.
So Schmitty can go back and listen to it tonight, and I'll be getting a call.
Oh, you will be. Is that what he sounds like?
Nah, I don't know. And we didn't even go over that poll yesterday, but there's two, obviously. And the polls are polls, right? And the coaches poll, whatever you think about it. But, the usual suspects, 1 through 5, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, then Michigan, Texas A&M, 7, Utah, 8, Oklahoma, 9, Baylor, 10. Kentucky was 21, Arkansas was 23, Ole Miss was 24, and then just outside of that, and also receiving votes, you can't say they're 27th in the country because there's no such thing, as 27th in the country. But they, as far as voting goes, they were the 27th team in the voting.
Who's they?
Tennessee.
Okay.
Tennessee, yeah. So, also, PGA got a good ruling yesterday against the LIV golfers. A federal judge denied the restraining order against the LIV golfers. And I love this. They couldn't prove irreparable harm. You know why? Because every time they play in a live tournament, they're going to get $2 million, right? Mm-hmm. There's no, what harm is there there? Huh?
I don't see much of one.
No. And because of that, they're not going to be able to participate in the FedEx Cup playoffs that start. You know, we didn't even talk to Teresa about this. She's going to be down in Memphis. She always goes down to do the St. Jude Championship, and that starts tomorrow, kicking off the FedEx Cup playoffs. But just wanted to mention that as we're going around the horn here. Browns return guy, receiver, did you see that? Jakeem Grant, Achilles, what are they talking about up there about him in Cleveland?
Yeah, out for the year. Yeah, that's a big blow for them. What about this stuff about what is going on with some of the reporting about Treylon Burks? Have you seen this?
No.
I guess like some kind of national outlet said he's really struggling at practice and he's been demoted to second and third string and this and that.
Well, who's doing that?
Well, I gotta Google it.
But yeah.
I don't know. I you know, the good thing is Woods looks really good at practice. And Burks, from what I've seen, looks pretty active and ready to go. That's why I hope he just goes out and balls out tomorrow. You know what I mean? For his sake. Because there's just all kinds of crazy stuff going on. It's
NBC Sports Edge Football.
Yeah. What is that?
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
And they say what? That he's been demoted?
Treylon Burks working with second and third string units, lining up wrong, running the wrong routes.
Has that been reported locally? I haven't seen that.
Look, I've been to practice every day, but I've been to a few, and I haven't seen anything that stands out along those lines. So I don't know where these guys are getting their
Well, he's going to rotate between one and twos anyway, right?
You would think, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the name of that outlet? NBC Sports Edge? What?
Edge Football, and the head writer is Nick Mincio. Mm. And he's just kind of going off.
And then supposedly Field Yates is according to, you know, it's a Titans, you know, fanboy blog site, but, you know, supposedly Field Yates at ESPN has been saying some stuff that apparently isn't true about Treylon or whatever. So I don't know. It's just, I thought it was interesting.
I mean, it's not like they know. None of the ESPN people have been down at Titans training camp. I mean,
I'll read you this from, what is this? What is this site? SB Nation, I guess. Now there's a narrative floating around that Treylon Burks isn't running with the first team in training camp. This time it comes from Field Yates, who is usually really good at his job. Burks got off to a rocky start, but he has been really good since training camp started. So, I guess it just takes time for the news.
I don't know where the other comes from. I mean, you're giving credit to people that just throw stuff out there and see if it sticks, quite frankly.
I mean, they're a month late. If they would have said this a month ago, they'd be well within their right. Now's not the time to bring this up.
I mean, there were people reporting up until maybe a week before Baker Mayfield got traded in Cleveland that maybe he would, you know, reconcile with the Browns and be the starting quarterback this year, when everybody in Cleveland knew that wasn't happening. So, you know, I get it. It takes, you know, the local guys usually get stuff first. You know, and it takes a while for the national guys to get it. What's going on?
615-844-5600. That's the Cure Hotline. Schmitty, good morning. Weren't you in school teaching?
Well, if you must know, I am actually job sharing now, so I go in half day.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
And then I go and usually try to help out at the bowling center tonight, which. Actually, they had a bowling proprietors meeting at the Sounds game last night, which never happened. They canceled like 7 o'clock, and it didn't hardly rain a drop, but oh well.
There was certainly a lot of lightning in the area. I know that. We got in my house 3 inches and a bunch of lightning.
Yeah, they said that was the main reason, was lightning. So I did, however, stay up late last night to watch the mighty Yankees. And I don't know if you heard about this, JB, but their base running was terrible. They lost like 4 guys on the bases in the next innings. Just like looked like little league base running.
They're not playing good ball right now, man. I think they're in a world of trouble. I know they still have a big lead in their division and they'll probably win it, but this is not a World Series team to me at all.
I think they'll be okay. Hey, I didn't know this, but I saw where Chris Sale is at for the year, had surgery on his wrist. Did you know how he hurt that? He fell off the bike.
he was well, no, he was pitching a game against the Yankees, and he threw a pitch, and I thought it was his elbow.
Now, he got hit by a line drive in a game a few weeks ago, but no, he had a bike accident last weekend and broke
Chris
his
Sale?
Head. Yes, sir.
Oh. Well,
that is what I heard.
I know he pitched in a game the weekend before the All-Star break, and he threw a pitch, and he immediately came out, and I thought it was his elbow.
Yeah, he got drilled.
Oh, okay.
A lot of these things aren't in contracts that you can't do, you know? I don't know if that's one of them.
He just had some bad luck. Somebody said, we got to find that voodoo doll and get that thing back. Mm-hmm. Somebody keep putting pins in it. Last night was pretty cool. J.J. Bidet playing up in Philadelphia. And I didn't know he's from Pennsylvania somewhere. He went to high school in Florida. But playing in Philadelphia, had a bunch of fans there, family. Hit a home run. Somebody in his family paid the guy $200 to get that ball. Which it wasn't his first. It was the second one. But I thought that was pretty cool for J.J.
Yeah, I mean, I'd paid it too, right? Home run number two? Yeah. Hey, did you not hear us talking about you a minute ago, Schmitty?
I might have dozed off. What did you say about me?
you called in here giving Clay a hard time yesterday about Wake Forest, and which is in the USA Today Top 25 Coaches poll, preseason number 19 in the country. They would be a 19-point favorite over Vanderbilt if that game were played today. So I don't know that Clay was so off base. They also won 11 games last year, went to the ACC title game.
Didn't you say the quarterback was out hurt that now?
No, yeah, now he is. But
before, so you were listening.
Before that, though, your premise was not knowing that knowledge because that knowledge had not come out.
Oh, well, Kansas State was ranked pretty high when they came in here, right, and we beat them. I just don't like the fact. I can understand if it's Alabama or Georgia, but, I mean.
Hey, when's the last time Vandy was in the top 25? Was that under James Franklin?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Did they get in there? Did they get in there then?
They won nine games a couple times.
It was 23rd.
23rd in the country.
Best ever.
AP?
Yeah.
Awesome. I just don't like some of the negativism of our fans sometimes. They just want to throw in the towel when the season starts. That's just like somebody giving up on the Yankees even though they won 70 games this year.
I'm out, Jerry. I'm out.
Well played. Well played there, Schmitty.
See ya.
All right. Got the shot on the way out.
I don't know. I mean, I get giving up. You don't want fans giving up. But I think for Clay to be a little pessimistic on the season ahead with what came last year and the talent on the roster. You mentioned Kansas State. You had Kyle Schirmer as the quarterback then. I love Mike Wright. He's never going to be what Kyle Schirmer was. One of the best Vanderbilt quarterbacks ever.
He probably doesn't get the recognition for it either, really.
No, he put up great numbers when he was here.
Did he ever stay? I know he was in some camps.
Yeah,
he's in Chiefs camp.
What a Super Bowl! With the
it might have been Vikings camp.
What a Super
well.
Bowl with the Chiefs.
Huh? He was on the roster.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't know if he still. Yeah. I'm reading the stories now. Wake Forest quarterback Hartman out indefinitely with a medical condition, and on the sidelines, quote, for an extended period of time. End quote. That does not. Of course, they have not said what, but you know you can. It wouldn't be even fair to speculate.
Sort of procedure. Head coach came out and they said they're expecting him back sometime in the season.
Dave Clawson, the coach. So a lot of people thought he would be the coach at Tennessee one day. You know, but he was sort of the scapegoat up there too, wasn't he, in Knoxville back then. I don't know. So, you know, that's sad. Sam Hartman's really good, isn't he? I hate to hear that. You know, the NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now's the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook. If you haven't already, get on the action early this season. Right now, new FanDuel Sportsbook customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 NFL futures. You know, we're looking at that, the college futures. We're talking about that. Totals, certainly with everything. Who's going to win it all? Rams at plus 1,100, thereabouts. Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor. Who's going to win that rushing title? Who knows? Win totals for every team. What are the Titans? 9, 9.5. And also, you can play these preseason games as well. You heard Brad Powers talking about it last hour, how if you pay attention, that's where the pros go. Anyway, you can also start building out your same game parlays indeed. The NFL season is upon us. Sign up using promo code GREGP. Place your first bet, and FanDuel will give $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. There's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and the official sports betting partner of the NFL. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up using promo code GREGP to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code GREGP.
Promo code Greg P.
Thank you, JB. 21 and older and present in Tennessee required. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. We'll take a break. Coming up after it in about 7 or 8 minutes, it'll be the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio, WNSR, Sky Scan Forecast. For today's day morning thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, good chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Today's high 88. Maybe lift up a thunderstorm overnight, low 72. Clouds, sun, a few showers and thunderstorms Thursday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Yeah. It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Pat and Cook, we're all hanging out in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Chip Walters is the voice of the Blue Raiders. MTSU opening up in a few weeks on the road, as a matter of fact. First home game will be against TSU in week 3, as a matter of fact. And I think Chip will have the red carpet laid out for me, don't you think, in the press box? I mean, I would do the same for him.
You're America's guest, Greg Pogue, of course. Wherever you go, people roll out the red carpet.
But MTSU opens September 3rd at James Madison and then on the road to Colorado State. Chip, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Chip. Not much. We're getting your couch ready for you to surf on when you get to Floyd Stadium on the 17th.
By the way, two things. One, Chip Walters on Twitter, @ChooseChip. and I see the picture. Is that Perdido, Gulf Shores, wherever it is? Every time I look at that, I'm getting ready to jump in my car and drive south.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's probably Perdido Key, which I'm going to try to get a little weekend getaway here soon before football starts.
Right across from the shrimp basket?
Exactly. That's exactly where it is.
We know each other so well.
That's right.
I've sat at the shrimp basket and seen that very plot of land. That's funny. And also, tell the people, why choose Chip? Because, obviously, the longtime play-by-play voice of the Blue Raiders. And also, choose Chip for what?
For real estate. Buying or selling. ChooseChip.net is my website. And I work with Exit Realty, Bob Lamm & Associates in Murfreesboro. And happy to help folks.
Well, it's too bad Bob Lamb, Bud Morris, they're not big Blue Raiders fans. So,
not at all.
You've got to navigate your way through that.
What? Just a general question. What are realistic expectations for this version of the MTSU Blue Raiders this season?
Well, the Conference USA preseason poll came out from the league, and Middle was picked eighth. And I was kind of, I thought that was low. I'm not sure we're, a team that's going to be in the championship game, but I thought, how many other schools have two quarterbacks that have started coming back? You've got a defensive line intact. You've got some question marks, but, to be honest, Greg, I think it is so hard now in the new era of the transfer portal to have any idea how anybody's going to be. Everybody thinks they're going to be better coming out of it, and you try to manage your roster to where you with what leaves and what comes in that you're going to be better off. And this year, when you look at Middle's roster and you say, okay, where did they gain? Well, one of the areas that they really wanted to get, two areas that they wanted to get better in, was in the offensive line and at running back. And because Stock, he has not been happy with what I call the traditional run game over the past, three or four years. And they this year have three transfer running backs coming in, one from Kansas State, one from West Virginia, and one from Central Michigan. And they're seem to be happy with those guys. Middle's going to be bigger on the offensive line than they've been in years. And, Chase Cunningham and Nick Battiato are both happy about you've brought some guys in. I think they have 20 total offensive linemen that they're working right now. So, they wanted to build some depth. The other area that needed shoring up, is the back seven on the defensive side. You lose an all-conference linebacker. Then in the secondary, you lose Greg Great and Reed Blankenship to graduation. Great transferred out, so you had to go find some people there, and then I think until you actually play a game, it's really hard. That's a long answer to a short question, but I think everybody is in a situation. They may think they know what they have, but because of all of the movements on rosters due to the transfer portal, you don't really know until you play.
All right, how about those two quarterbacks? Obviously, Chase and Nick, and talking to them at the MTSU fan deal a couple of weeks ago, very supportive of one another. They work out together. Does Stock have to decide on one guy, or can both guys, be a part of this offense and play?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't really have an answer for that. But, the old proverb, if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. But in this case, you do have two guys who have started. Chase is back healthy after kind of a gruesome injury a year ago. And Nick Battiato came in and, he got absolutely thrown to the wolves in his first start at Western Kentucky against a really good Western team, and they took advantage of him. And then, he bounced back and ended up being the MVP of the Bahamas Bowl. So it says a lot about him You know, and you're right in that. I think it's more of a, it is a quarterback competition instead of a, I don't think there's any controversy to it whatsoever because
right.
they're best of friends. They do support each other, and that's out there, you know, pretty publicly. Stock's not going to tell you who he's going to start until a few days before we go to JMU anyway. And I haven't, you know, I haven't, yesterday was the first day that, was full pads tackled to the ground. You know, look at in the practice so far, had six practices. And you'll see one day you may see Chase getting a few more reps with the ones. The next day you may see Vadiato get a few more reps with the ones. So I think it's an important week. It is more contact and who can, you know, who can operate the best with, you know, live bullets flying at practice and people coming after him. So, you know, they've used two quarterbacks before. I know he would like to settle on one, but we'll see if somebody can separate themselves enough to do that.
Jeff Walters, voice of the Blue Raiders, with us. Last Wednesday, John, we had Christmas Sorrow and Lee DeLeon and several others driving up to Titans Land, and he was very coy about it. What did you say later on, John, Chris, about what?
Yeah, I saw Chris after the Kevin Byard jersey retirement announcement, and I saw Chris, and I went up and shook his hand and gave him a bro hug, and he says, "Yeah, I almost let the cat out of the bag when I was on with you earlier. I had to keep it quiet." And I was like, "You sandbagging SOB." But what a great thing to do for Kevin. And, God, he deserves it. The way he's represented himself in MTSU and to have his jersey retired later this year, I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, and the way they did it all with, you know, President Dr. McPhee, yep, and everybody there, Stock, obviously, and,
yeah,
and him being surprised with it. But, yeah, Chris... we kept asking him, why is everybody, we're just going to go up and watch practice.
Yeah, we're just going to go watch practice and say hi to some people and say hi to Kevin and then, you know.
Yeah, but what a nice day for Kevin.
Yeah, great moment. And he seemed really, really moved by it.
Yeah, I think he does. And you know, the thing I appreciate most about Kevin is that Kevin has not and never will forget where he came from. And, you know, this spring, it's spring ball. I mean, just on a given Saturday morning, he's out there just watching a scrimmage on Saturday morning and hanging out. And, you know, it walk up and you pick up a conversation that you probably started, you know, 2 years ago or whatever, and just, you know, go on to the next thing. But Kevin's really proud of where he came from and his story, things work out, you know, the way they're supposed to work out. And you know, he had thought he was wrapped up and going to go to Kentucky. That didn't happen. But, you know, the staff at Middle and Stock in particular had stayed with him. And he remembered that and, you know, rewarded Stock for his loyalty to him. And now, you know, Kevin has done a great job of rewarding the university back with his loyalty to them. And so, you know, that was the part of it that was done there. But then coming up on for the UTSA game on October 1st or September 30th on that Friday night, that will be Kevin Byard night. And so, you know, everybody come out if you want to, you know, thank Kevin for what he has done for the university and Blue Raider athletics and Blue Raider football in particular. You know, come on out, pack it that night against a really, really good preseason pick to win the conference championship, UTSA Roadrunners, and just have a great night in celebrating one of the best guys who's ever come through here.
Chip, I know this, and John, from 1960 to the present, the MTSU Alumni Association has recognized accomplished alumni with the association's highest honor, the Distinguished Alumni Award, and for service to university, one Chip Walters was honored. Congratulations.
Here, congrats,
that's the
man.
Highest honor, well, for alumni of MTSU.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, it's been a home for a long time, and you know, when you know people talk about their hobbies, well, doing things around the campus, that's kind of been my hobby as well, that was a really moving weekend last year to be in the homecoming parade, and then you know left the booth during the ball game to be recognized on the field, and you know got a lot of you know people like yourselves were very kind with their comments, and it was much appreciated, unexpected, but there are a lot of folks who have come through here that in all walks of life and now living here and around the world that deserve some recognition, and what I got was, like I said, was much appreciated.
It's going to be hard to duplicate this past school year, especially with football, men's basketball, women's basketball, the year Nick had in 25 wins, 26, I don't know, somewhere
26,
in there. 26
yeah,
wins.
Went from five wins to 26.
Right.
Which is, the 21 equals the largest turnaround in Division I men's basketball history.
Football wins a bowl game. Women's
yep.
basketball makes it all the way in that great run in the WNIT to the semifinals, or the quarterfinals, rather, and just had a great home crowd every time. That Vandy game down there was just an amazing. I got to go to that. But it's going to be hard to duplicate this past school year athletically, especially with those three sports.
That's right. You know, and football's got a very, you know, tough home schedule. When you start your conference, I mean, Tennessee State's going to be a great atmosphere on the 17th. Then you've got UTSA coming in, you know, pick first two games off out of the gate in the league, home against UTSA at UAB. They were picked 1 and 2 in conference play. Then you come home for Western Kentucky, who was picked third in the preseason poll. So the schedule maker did Middle no favors right there. But, you know, this will be an interesting group. But like you mentioned, basketball, in December, we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the first game ever played in Murphy Center, which actually happened on December 11th against Vanderbilt. Unfortunately, Vandy is not going to be the opponent for the 50th anniversary game, but, more details are going to be coming out on that. And there will be a season long celebration of great moments in Murphy Center history, not only in basketball, but in concerts and all kinds of things that have gone on in that iconic building coming up. And just a little bit of an aside, you know, this week we lost Olivia Newton-John, and I remember as sophomore year in college, and I just looked up the date, September 14th, 1982. It was the physical tour, Greg, and she was going around, played Murphy Center. And let me tell you, she had gone off stage, came back on when they struck up the intro to Let's Get Physical, and she bounced out there in her shorts and in her MTSU sweatshirt, and the roof just about came off the building. That was a great moment.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm showing you my age, 1975, The Who played there, and I drove down from Bowling Green to see The Who. What, Elvis played there 3 years, Elton John, Prince.
Four straight nights of Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Sold 48,000 tickets for Garth Brooks. George Strait, you know, everybody in the 70s and 80s who was anybody that came through this area, they played Murphy Center.
Yeah, it was Nashville's venue. Obviously, Municipal Auditorium was getting its share, but those two were the only two really, you know, arenas around here big enough to hold those kind of size concerts. So, yeah.
That's right. And, I mean, I saw Bruce Springsteen, Journey, you know, you name it. Alabama played there a bunch. The Oak Ridge Boys during the Elvira days when they were hot as a $2 pistol, and you know, all the big names. U2 played there, Boston, Chicago numerous times, Lionel Richie, Pointer Sisters, saw them all.
And a lot of the games in there too, I bet, right?
A lot of the games. you think about that NIT run,
yeah,
against Tennessee, beating Tennessee and Georgia and losing to Dana Barrows and Boston College. Just some great teams. And, you know, this past year, as you mentioned, was, you know, you think about all the great years you've had, that was for men's basketball, that equaled the best year they've ever had in that building going undefeated.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Chip Walters with us at Choose Chip on Twitter. Thank you, Chip. We'll see you third week of the season. I'll be looking for that couch.
Thanks, Chip.
That's right. And that's right. You are America's guest, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you. And, John, it was good to see you last week.
Yeah, so. You as well, my friend. Good chatting right. you up.
All right. Take care, boys.
All right. See you, man. Chip Walters with us. I knew exactly where that picture is, because whenever he goes to, you know, Perdido's my place, right?
Yeah.
You know, Perdido and that whole area on that end of that Long Island across the river bridge from Orange Beach. And I knew where that shot was because the shrimp basket is right across the street from it. Mm-hmm. And there's several shrimp baskets down there, but that one on Perdido, him and I have probably been in there no telling how many times. Just right. Great food. All right, well, now I'm hungry. All right, we'll take a break. Hey, we're wide open to the top of the hour. 615-844-5600. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, so you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code GREGP.
Use promo code GREGP.
See, and from the Peanuts section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it, and my mom knew not to ask. So Dad buried himself in work and self-medicated and would lose his temper sometimes. Loud noises would put him on edge. It got rough. So I finally said to him, "Dad, you gotta get help."
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern, but help is available.
Dad finally went to VA for one-on-one and group therapy and got some really great tools to help him manage things. And I got my dad back.
Listen to hundreds of inspiring stories at maketheconnection.net. And learn how you can support the veterans in your life. Treatment works. Recovery is possible.
Hey Nashville, Ray here from Run With It. Let me tell you about our sponsor, Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House. And with four locations in Bellevue, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and East Nashville, they're your home for the best gourmet pizza and craft beers in Music City. Join me on Monday nights at the East Nashville location for poker night. And if you think you know everything, try Wednesday night trivia at both locations. Gourmet pizzas, craft beers, online at boombozz.com. Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Cobra, featuring the new LTDX drivers, engineered for the longest total distance with extreme forgiveness. Internal weights create the power core, and hot face technology delivers faster ball speed at every contact point. Four drivers to fit every golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
It's a Bill King show.
I told you this in 2010. This is about football. The other sports don't matter. I know that's offensive to some. I don't mean it to be. It's true. Whatever football decides, you have to follow. Period. You have no vote. You're not getting a seat at the table. Gonna do what you're told. Here's where we're going. Here's how we're gonna do.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Yeah, Joe Fisher is going to stop by. We're going to be doing some promos and liners and things for our very first high school football game. We can tell you right now, and I like this. Our opening game, a week from Friday night, Greenbrier will be hosting Springfield in Robertson County. Mm-hmm. You talk about a rivalry. Of course, their school's, what, about 10 miles apart there in Robertson County. And so, and I like the fact that we're just not going for the, oh, the Brentwood Academy, the NBA. Oh, we will. And of course we will. I got a lot of respect, obviously, for all the privates and the big ones, you know, Cane Ridge and Oakland and all the usual suspects. But
right.
I like the fact that also we're going to seek out games that mean things to communities. And that one is huge in that county, of course. Greenbrier, you know where Greenbrier is. You've been up there, right?
I have.
Up on the Rocky Top. Yeah. It's not Rocky Top. It's, what's the name of the, I'm looking at you. Gosh, like you.
I have been to Springfield. I did a high school football game.
It's the Highland Rim. The Highland Rim. Yeah.
I'll have you know I'm very popular in Greenbrier.
Have you been to Greenbrier?
Oh, they love me there.
That's not what I asked.
They love me in Greenbrier.
If you were leaving, why are you doing that? If you were leaving right now to get to Greenbrier, which way would you head?
I don't know.
You know, John, one day, one off day, you and I, No.
Go ahead.
No. I think you would enjoy just, Patton, like one day we just all call in sick, all right, and we flip at the network. And we meet around 7 in the morning, and we just do a little circular, because these little commute, I love it. Like, when I was down in Winchester last weekend, just amazing communities around our Middle Tennessee area. And that's where everybody, a lot of people that work in Nashville but don't want to live in Nashville, you know? That's sort of, this guy named Greg Pope was like that when he moved down here. We were looking from Bowling Green. We looked in the Hendersonville, that area, and we looked at where I am now, the Smyrna-Mount Juliet corridor.
Right.
And we found a really place that we like right there on the other, you know, we call it the good side of the lake. But we didn't want to be north because we were too close to Bowling Green, right? And you think, oh, why would you do that? No, I needed a little distance. It would have been too easy that I bop up there to see my boy. 45-minute drive to hang with the boys, that's trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's trouble.
Yep.
You know, so, and so that was self-induced, right? So, no, we need to get on the other. It's not about, a lot of people do it just to be further away from their families. You know, that way. But Greenbrier, if you go up to Goodlettsville, I think it's go up 431, like over to Springfield, that whole area is just Robertson County up on the Highland Rim through there. Nice, nice area. Looking forward to it. And they're pumped to have us too. And that's important.
That is important. Yeah. So it's nice to be wanted.
We got some really good games coming up, but I think it's cool that's how we're starting. I don't know if I'm supposed to break that or not. I just did.
Yep.
Well, they didn't tell me not to.
There you go.
So anyway, so
always better to beg for forgiveness rather than ask for permission.
Well, I could just come back and say, "Well, I misheard, right?
Yeah,
it was Green Hill, not Greenbrier."
Yeah. There you go.
Speaking of another school, Green Hill, it's right over the Davidson County line into Wilson County on Highway 70, like going out through there, Old Hickory. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. I drive by it every day.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
That looks like a college campus.
It really is. And the thing is, that program, give it a year or two, kids that they don't really have many seniors, if at all, because they were given the option. They could go to stay in their Mount Juliet district, Mount Juliet High School. They've already got guys getting recruited by Power 5 schools. Yeah. It's already a great program.
Yeah, they're like second year, won 9 or 10 games, something like that. Crazy. But looking forward, a lot of high school football going on. Of course, let me promote Prep Football Talk, season number 11, year 11, presented by Freeman Webb. We will kick it off this coming Saturday morning. Coach Bubba Spears, myself, and Craig Ladd, 11 years doing something. Yeah.
And since we're in the business of promoting, we'll have we'll have Friday Night Football on News Channel 5 once the season starts, sponsored by To Be Determined.
And of course,
last year was the last couple of years it's been UPS Store. This year we're
outselling it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then of course week 2 of Sandy Kincaid's Power Hour. Yeah.
Rest assured, I don't mean to jump in. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, don't interrupt me when I'm talking about Sammy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rest assured, if we don't get a sponsor, we're still going to do Friday Night Football. Oh. And we'll just call it Friday Night Football.
Brought to you by WNSR.
Exactly.
but Sammy with our Power
Field
Hour.
Reports by Patton Cook, Bruno Reagan, Zach Williams, right?
And then, of course, after the Mid-State Checkdown game of the week, we've got our own Checkdown High School Scoreboard show that night. Ray Dosky, Bruno, we're all going to be calling. You'll call in from DCA. I'll call in, or Joe will call in from wherever our game of the week is. So
I can't wait to hear Bruno's pithy comments on that show. Sure he'll add a lot to it.
I can't even bring his name up, can I? I can't bring his name up without getting that. And also, Sunday mornings, right, with the pig Ray Dosky and you.
Ray Dosky, myself, Devlin. It's good to see Devlin every Sunday morning.
So. Well, Devlin's going to be producing Saturday shows, too. So good to have Devlin. There you go. Go from intern to employee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really happy for Devlin. He's been awesome.
He's a great kid, man. Yeah. I'm happy for him, too. He's getting a great opportunity here, and I think he earned it, you know. And I'm really happy for Sammy getting her show off the ground, Power Hour. So I think it's going to be a fun show, very informative show. So I'm excited for her as well.
Do we leave anything out of our specialty shows on the weekend and Friday nights?
Unless somebody comes in and does a show at 3 a.m. that I'm not aware of. I think that's really it.
The Broadway Report with John Burton.
Bill King's probably awake at that time.
Right. Saturday mornings at 3 a.m. Hey, everybody. I was at Honky Tonk Central tonight. No special guest song would be great. It'd be fun. Fall asleep on you.
I would pay to. I would. No, I wouldn't. I'd listen to it later. I wouldn't. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back and wrap this thing up in a few.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Hi, I'm Carson Kressley. Of all the most valuable resources in the world, kindness is the most precious. For more than 140 years, American Humane has been working to make the world a kinder place for animals. Rescuing those caught in disasters, protecting animals on our farms, on the silver screen, and the world's remarkable and endangered species who need our care to help them survive. All of us can make a difference by making humane choices at the supermarket, in our choice of entertainment, and by supporting conservation and rescue efforts. It's not hard at all. Make being kind a lifestyle choice and visit AmericanHumane.org for simple ways you can help build a more caring, compassionate, and humane world for animals and for all of us.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Luverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its Growler filling station.
City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Luverne, City Slickers.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Line to the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Line staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Line signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Line's double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Line, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio, WNSR, Sky Scan Forecast. For today's Friday morning thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, good chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Today's high 88. Maybe lift of a thunderstorm overnight, low 72. Clouds, sun, a few showers and thunderstorms Thursday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Can't wait to hear what Zach and Bruno and Ray have to say about John this morning.
They should be praising me. Yeah. I apologize
to
them.
You apologized, and also we played Zach's follow-up question.
Yeah, Zach went back to Titans practice yesterday and addressed Mike Vrabel, and I believe Patton Dewey's. We still have that
this
audio,
is
right?
Zach, okay, so this is Zach yesterday.
This is Zach Williams at Titans practice yesterday.
Press conference.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
I mean, that was absolutely...
You guys been here long?
That was absolutely just, I mean, a riveting oratory. By Zach.
Well, Zach's nailed it again.
More than made up for the the flub he had on Friday, and so I took it a little too far yesterday. I want to apologize to you. I realize the error of my ways, and I hope you can find it within your heart to forgive me. And kudos on a great address at Titans training camp practice.
And really, what makes it so cool? No other media members were actually there yesterday. Vrabel let him come in.
Yeah, just a one on one
to kind of do it right.
Yeah,
and let us have
redemption. Thy name is Zachariah Williams. Congratulations, buddy.
Plus,
you guys been here long.
That's the drop that will last forever.
That is the drop. That is the quintessential drop on the Greg Pogan John Burton show, without question. That's right up there with just let me talk, Greg.
Will
Smith is disgusting.
Uh-huh. Braves
Will
baseball.
Smith
there it is.
Is disgusting.
Yep. And he's moved on to where? The Rangers, right?
And Lord still can't let it go.
He
still
calls a report on it.
He got in for the Rangers last night and blew a 3-run lead.
He's not careful. Will Smith might file a restraining order.
I'm telling you, man.
Mm-mm-mm. Mets and the Mets. Yeah, the Mets play the Braves. They won last night. So do the Braves in 11 innings over the Boston Red Sox. They play again tonight. We have it 5:55, 6:10, first pitch. Kyle Wright, 13-5 against Nick Pavetta. So just sort of treading water right now with the Mets. I mean, the Braves need to keep winning for their.
Braves need to worry about the wild card. They're in great shape for the wild card. I saw the standings last night. So
my Brewers got a win, and the Cardinals lost yesterday, so that was good. So back within one game of behind there. So I'm all right with that. I'm not jumping off the ship. My team's been in the playoffs 5 years in a row, and I'm happy. So what can you say?
Yeah.
How about your team?
I'm out, Jerry.
Who's Jerry? What is that from?
This is from Seinfeld.
Is that it?
It's arguably the most famous Seinfeld episode,
mm-hmm.
where there was a. How can I put this? There was a challenge to one and all to see if they could restrain from,
it's from Seinfeld.
Taking matters into their own hands.
I got you.
Kramer was the first one to drop out. He whipped open the door. He said, "I'm out." So wherever you hear that, I'm out, Jerry.
Well, we may be back tomorrow. We may not.
Elaine was involved in it too. So, there you go.
Nah, that's a good visual. All right, we'll take a break. Be back in about 22 hours.
Yeah, we're back in
going to take a break. We'll be back 18 hours. What?
22 hours.
I'm not coming on with Bill. 18 hours from now. Nope.
What the heck is Pogue doing here? At Patton_Cook. Lost Pop.
Stock market's choppy.
Load up on Tesla.
Don't. Lodgepaw.